Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are live. It's your boy C-Mo, aka C-Mo Sports, aka the Light Skin King Nika. And we are here once again. It is April 12th, 2021. And we is live. We got a big NBA slate for y'all tonight. I'm with my boy Nick Orr, with my boy Jack Cal, and I'm with my other boy, Big Air, you heard me? And we got a lot to get into. That's for sure. So, first of all, can we talk about this nigga Paul Pierce?
Celtic great.
What's going on with Paul Pierce, man? What's going on with Paul Pierce. What the fuck is going on with ESPN?
Come on.
I think it's something bigger.
He's doing something completely legal, doing his thing. He's smoking weed, but is it illegal? Yeah, he's with bitches, but is being with bitches illegal?
We don't know where Paul Pierce lives, first, so we can't say.
Weed's not necessarily legal wherever he is.
Yeah, you might.
Number two, he works for motherfucking Disney. Mm. Know who you're working for when you act in a certain way.
But this is my thing with that whole situation. I think he was already about to get released by them.
Yeah, because he's an idiot.
No, before.
He does have bad takes. Yeah,
it's sus takes, yes. He's been talking about taking loads and stuff like that. But anyway.
This is a sick nigga.
Oh, you start early.
Yeah, there's definitely was something going on before he even did that. Because that's not the first time he's ever fucking done that. Like,
why would you go live?
Go live on IG, smoking weed with strippers in the background. That is the first time he's done that for 300 views.
I'm just saying, like, the situation.
That's the fucked up part about it. Nobody did it for 300 views, though. But 300 live viewers, and yeah.
It was the situation, like. Situation just don't add up. Like, I know he's done that before. Not on live, I'm just saying in
right.
general. Like,
right.
He was too comfortable. He was way too comfortable.
And he bugged out. So but like, yeah. I'm just saying, if one of y'all, and I know y'all wouldn't, all right, go live with weed and bitches in the background.
We're not Disney.
I would never fire y'all niggas, though.
We're not making,
I wouldn't fire
we're
y'all
not making $10 billion a year off 10-year-olds.
All right. You're right. You're absolutely correct.
You got to know where you work. And he knows he works for Disney. The cousin brand's fucking Mickey Mouse, man.
I'm with Eddie. I think he's on the way out.
Yeah,
I
mean, they were going to fire him anyway.
He needed an out.
He was just like, yo, fuck it. Like,
yeah. So, isn't like supposedly he's about to start his own little like show? And he's supposedly going to have the strippers in the background.
That was a clout move for that fucking Cam Soda.
There was
shit.
A Cam Soda site that offered him money to run a show like that.
It was 250K, right?
It wasn't enough money for. Compared to what he was making at ESPN.
It's like $250,000. Yeah. But he don't need that, though. At the end of the day, he's rich as fuck. Like,
might be broke.
Nah, I don't think he's broke, bro.
He might be going downhill.
Nah, I don't think he's broke.
It was a sloppy move, but...
He did it for a reason. Like, that's the only thing... that's the only leeway I give him. Like, he obviously there's something going on.
Or he was just wrecked and wasn't thinking.
Niggas not never... My
man's getting a back massage while some ass was shaking, smoking that loud, bro.
He was living life.
Yeah. But like Nick said,
he will be.
Still works for ESPN. Don't matter. Sucks, but...
Yo.
Man. And then I see people trying to fucking... compared to Shannon Sharp, I'm just like, he works for FS1?
Yeah, but he wasn't one of those strippers.
Work for Disney. That's the whole fucking point.
Here's the thing. Like, I can't equate my last job to fucking working on ESPN, but I knew based on what I was doing that there were certain things that I absolutely could not put on Facebook, Instagram, and what Paul Pierce did. I couldn't have done without getting fired.
I'm watching me too.
So supposedly, Dave Portnoy from Barstool reached out to Paul Pierce, which would be a very Dave Portnoy thing of
him
to do.
Yeah,
exploiting black people. Yeah.
Oh.
You're killing this shit. You're killing me, bro.
Dave Portnoy, when he talks about...
Yeah.
What he talks about.
I ain't even gonna say what he talking about. Cause it gets weird real quick. But yes sir. How about that Nets and Lakers game? And what is y'all like?
It wasn't a big deal.
Do you think it should be a big deal? Like, no. A lot of motherfuckers was making that shit a big deal in the group.
Because
like,
they should,
yeah, they like oh, Lakers at four. Running it back.
Shit, nasty.
They worship one man. And I'm a LeBron fan, but
I like when Jabir talks like this about his favorite player. Makes me happy.
Nah, but niggas be wild in the chat. It don't matter. Everybody knows anybody can be anybody in any given day in the NBA.
Facts, yeah.
They get paid too.
Yeah, and I mean, Kyrie got kicked out. The game was close at that point.
Yeah, Harden, that's what I'm saying.
Harden didn't play.
KD's on limited minutes.
Second game? Come on.
It was backups versus backups. It wasn't really pretty a much. Game.
Yo, they were saying LeBron won this game and he didn't even play.
Shit, bro.
Bro. Like, they gotta fucking relax. They gotta fucking relax. For real.
This is how weird LeBron fans are. Most of them. I'm not gonna say all of them, but niggas was saying Kyrie was mad that Dennis Schroeder was busting his ass in front of LeBron. Like, come on, bro. That's why he got ejected.
Nah, but Schroeder is a pest. That nigga can be annoying.
He told him his breast stunk.
That's because he's a black German, though.
I think he's gonna be a big piece for them if they do repeat, because he has to guard a lot of tough point guards in the way of the championship. You think about it.
Yeah, he does.
He's gonna get baked.
Nah.
In the West, he's gonna get baked.
Nah.
Yes.
We'll see. He'll hold his own.
I don't know.
I think he'll hold his own. Honestly, that just shows the Lakers have the Nets have no depth. And that could come back to bite them.
I don't think it's that they don't have no depth. I think
it's a lot easier for Aldridge and Griffin and Green to score when Kyrie or Harden and KD are on the court with them.
Yeah.
So everybody's focused on them.
Right. So that was exposed with them off the court in that second half. And the Lakers was just shooting well.
Yeah, Ben McLemore went, the best career game of his career? Jesus.
Who else was going on?
Ben McLemore was going crazy. What the fuck?
They said he stared down KD's mom. What the fuck is...
Niggas get weird, bro. This basketball shit, bro. Like, niggas stare down niggas' moms, baby moms, children.
Yeah, like,
it don't matter, weird, bro.
That shit crazy, like.
That shit get weird. But what about, all right, so James Wiseman torn meniscus for the Warriors.
They're out.
Is the Warriors, should they pack it the fuck up or what?
Take another season?
Yeah,
they're going to have to.
They're not, yeah.
They're going to have to tank it out.
Oubre Jr.'s hurt now too.
Who?
Oubre's hurt too?
Yeah, oh, gives a fuck.
It's only a matter of time before Steph Curry is somehow hurt. Whatever he's hurt with, and they're tanking it out the rest of the season. I promise you.
I don't think Curry does that, but they're bad enough that they're gonna lose.
Yeah,
a bunch
they're gonna
of games.
Lose regardless.
Yeah. Who else is on their team besides Wiggins?
Wiggins.
Poole.
What's that?
Jordan Poole. Yeah. Draymond Green.
Oh yeah, Draymond. But he's
Kent Bazemore.
Huh. Yeah. 2K player.
Not even anymore.
Shit. Really. In like 2K17, that nigga was like that. He was on the Hawks.
Right. Yeah, no, he was. That's a fact. Him and T was wilding.
Man, that's tough. I be feeling bad when like young...
I don't feel bad for them.
No, when young players get hurt.
Oh, when young players get hurt. I thought you were talking about Steph. I was like, Steph has 2 MVPs and 3 rings. So I don't really care about his career.
But their window is kind of closing fast.
That's why he's going to go to LeBron.
He's not leaving Golden State. I don't think he's leaving.
Yeah.
If you read reports today, Kawhi is on Golden State's radar.
Kawhi already said he wants to leave.
If you guys, they do this with every big time free agent, they link him to four
a
teams.
Certain team.
Four
yeah.
teams.
Mm-hmm. And then the media links him to the fucking Knicks for some odd reason.
That the media does that, yeah, and so then weird. Like, and then you know, and then sets us up for failure when we don't get them.
What, it's like Warriors
for everybody to laugh at us and say, oh, "You fucking Knicks fans are fucking idiots." Meanwhile, the fucking media.
That one summer, y'all was, Knicks fans was wilding. Y'all was getting KD, Kyrie, and Zion.
I mean, Corey.
Well, listen, the potential was there, was it not?
Yeah, it was.
I thought we were going to get Zion. I literally thought we were going to get Zion. I'm not going to lie. I thought we were going to get Zion.
I thought KD was going there. I didn't think he was going to the Nets.
I thought we could have got Zion and KD. I didn't want Kyrie, but like if he had to come because KD wanted him, I would have brought him over too. But obviously things didn't work out. And who knows what would have happened if he would have got hurt. I mean, didn't get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That changed a lot of things. Mm-hmm. That changed a lot about the Knicks' aggressiveness towards Kevin Durant. You feel me?
Durant would have had 31 teams chasing him if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah. Brooklyn was the team that was like, fuck it, we don't care, we'll tank a year.
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck, because they knew exactly what time they was going to be on right now. And they are.
Y'all
so good move on them.
Y'all worry about them at all, the Nets, with the injuries?
Yes, very much so.
No.
I think KD's doing a LeBron game right now.
There is 15 games left, and they've played 120 minutes together. That's a problem.
Nick just wants that narrative because he's scared.
I'm not scared. I'd probably be scared if they had played together.
Can't wait. So what if this? What if they sweep the first team in the playoffs they play?
I mean, they should, because it's going to be you.
Okay, that's fine.
Do y'all want a game?
Against them? I'm going to be realistic. We won.
Maybe one.
One. If other than that.
That would be cash in my pocket.
We're not seeing the Nets first round.
What city do you predict you guys get?
I'm saying six. I'm saying six.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to play in person.
I'm saying six.
I'm hoping we don't, but
I'm
six
saying
is realistic.
Six. And that's Bucks.
Seven or eight.
And that's against the Bucks.
You only play three.
Y'all play them tough.
We always play the Bucks. I'm telling you, if we play the Bucks first round, you're going to give me my money.
You only play three more teams the rest of the season.
We're going to get two off on the Bucks. Yes, we are.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Trust and fucking believe we're getting two off.
I don't know about that.
Because we already got two off on them this year already.
I don't know. That's tough.
We play them tough, like you said. Two hard-nosed defensive teams. Let's get to it.
I feel like you guys have
Wait. You took credit for that win where they had Thanis Antetokounmpo as their top player?
Smoked them.
Okay.
Smoked them.
They had 22 points.
Well, what about when they were fully healthy the time before that?
You smoked them too.
Smoked them.
That was around Christmas time.
What do you think the Sixers are going to do? Listen, if y'all don't even make the Eastern Conference Finals, bro, you're done.
We're upsetting somebody.
I think the Sixers will make it to the conference finals.
I'm calling.
If y'all gain momentum,
Boston's really fucking dangerous. If they're healthy, they're dangerous.
If y'all gain the momentum and y'all start playing ball the right way, and Tatum plays like Tatum and Brown plays like Brown without taking away from each other.
It's honestly not
even
them.
I think it's Kemba.
Has to step. Everybody has to step up.
It's literally just Kemba is just the missing piece for them. Like, he has to fill that gap.
Yeah.
He does have to do better. I can't lie. Because he's been very fucking stinky. Very, very stinky.
Like, he hasn't really made any. He had one crazy game this year, really?
Well, I have. Because he came off in the second half.
Yeah, so it's like.
Kemba's been very inconsistent with his shooting.
Very.
I don't know what happened to him.
No, he was never a great shooter, but he used to still score, though.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's still.
I think he's a step slower coming off the injury.
And I think that it affected him not being the number one option. He was a man in Charlotte, he's not the man in Boston. And he had to feel some.
Gordon Hayward's
leaving the team hurt a lot worse than anybody gives credit for.
I don't think there was enough.
Yeah.
Enough time.
I think so.
I don't think there was enough, like, ball for everybody, because that's what.
He was coming off the bench, so he gave us that spark off the bench. Like, the drop ball wasn't that bad.
There's a couple teams that got off to, like, slower starts. Miami, one of them, which they lost Jay Crowder in the offseason. Underrated.
Miami still stinks, though.
What's that trend you was talking about? People losing their first, one of their good players,
Denver,
and were shitty.
Denver had a rough start with Jeremy Grant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boston had a rough start with no Hayward. Mm-hmm. It happened all over the league. Anybody mm-hmm. that lost like a top five rotation guy, mm-hmm. like the glue guy, you know, the fourth or fifth guy, they struggled out of the gate this year. And Miami is just coming around.
Hey, even look at the Thunder losing Chris Paul.
Yeah, I mean, now
they're
off.
They're absolute dog shit now.
Yeah. Shea been dog hurt shit. Too, though. Were they in the playoff picture with Shea before he got hurt?
No. Hell no. Fuck no. They were ass the whole season.
Yeah, they've been stinking.
Terrible. But they did lose a lot of people, though.
And they were on a shopping spree. Too.
Yeah. They're in full
Gallinari rebuild. Left.
Yeah, they're in full rebuild.
Yep. But, I mean, 16 first-round picks in the next 4 years.
Yeah, no, they're set up nice. They're set up real fucking nice. I can't lie to you.
You swing and miss on that, there's a problem.
Yeah, if you can't come out of that with at least, like, one Hall of Fame player and, like, one superstar, 14 fucking first-round picks.
You need two out of that. Two Hall of Famers.
Oh, depending where. I mean, if they're this bad.
They're bad.
Every year,
right.
Yes.
And they're going to get the Houston picks.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get two top 10 picks every year for the next 4 years. Maybe three. You have to hit gold on one of them.
They're definitely going to hit gold on one of them.
What if they don't? What if they don't, though?
Yeah, that's he's got to fucking go.
But that's
whoever
their
GM. Presti's got to go.
Presti's the man. He doesn't miss.
He don't miss. He's a good. Is this the same guy we're talking about that drafted Durant, Harden, and Russell Westbrook we're talking about? He can fucking draft. He drafted Shea, too. No, he traded for Shea.
Traded.
He traded for Shea, matter of
they
fact.
They got to build around Shea. That's what they got to do. They need to.
They already have a lot of like underrated young talent.
Yeah, was Lou Dort?
Dort is good.
Yeah, Dort's cool. Good.
Diablo.
Good. They just traded Diablo for Malakiuk or whatever his name is. Svi from Detroit.
Oh, Svi.
Svi.
Yeah. Devin's
boy. They got Poku. He looks like he's the IT guy, but he's putting up like 25
that dude,
points a night.
Yeah, he really looked like a whole ass nerd. He looked like he a sweaty Warzone player, bro. Real talk.
190-pound power forward.
That's wild, man. How tall is he? Like seven foot. 7 foot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn. Sheesh. Sheesh. I got to make that a sound. Sheesh. That's a fact.
Oh, man.
James, let's do the little highlight reel. Let's do the dunk reel. Let's get a live reaction going, man. Let's get it popping. Yo, James, can you put the video on? The dunks were going crazy.
Oh, my God.
Ah! Hold it. This is all last night. Boom.
Yeah,
oh, my God. It was really crazy. I can't hold you. There was a lot of dunking going on last night. Yeah. Starting off with Miles Bridges. Hold that shit, motherfucker.
Number two of the year.
To Capella.
Oh, my.
That's number two.
On Capella.
In a game that's really competitive.
Mellow
in the
ball
quarter,
is hype.
Too.
That's number two.
Oh, my God. That was fucking nuts, bro. That was number two of the year. You think Anthony Edwards was better?
Yeah.
All right.
Do
oh, my
Levine
God.
Levine Skywalking.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
Levine Skywalking. That's regular deadwood to him, though.
He won a dunk every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is one I like right here. Paul George, man. This motherfucker, man.
He's coming around, too.
This Yeah!
Stupid.
Oh, crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Boom! Who was that? Hold up.
That's Lonnie Walker.
That was Lonnie?
Yeah, he cut his hair.
Oh, my God. It don't even look like him.
He's more aerodynamic to dunk.
Yeah, he's high flying.
Oh, stupid. Close out better.
Ah!
Yo, you know how mad I would be if my teammate didn't close out good and got
and
me
then you
and
got
then you got smoked.
Like that?
Yeah. Who's this?
Derrick Jones.
And it's not Trent. Jones Jr.
Junior,
yeah.
Oh, here got my boy.
Jalen. Boom! That was explosive,
really be
boy.
Punching shit.
Oh my God. Towns.
Oh, chill. Ain't nothing over there.
Put him on his ass. Oh my God. Started there, ended over there. Yo, it was active last night. I can't hold you. It was definitely active in the NBA last night, man. You could cut the clip, James. That shit was tough, man. I can't hold you. We got to do more of that. So,
that Miles
we got to do more live reactions.
That Miles Bridges was crazy, though. I ain't gonna lie. That was crazy.
That Miles, yeah.
That clip right there was more entertaining than the whole ass dunk contest.
Honestly.
Yeah.
That's a fact. I mean, the first two clips were better than...
They should have never did it.
This shouldn't have an all-star game this year.
Yeah, shit was ass. You couldn't do all the events, so...
Yeah. Is there anything else in the NBA that happened, Nick? Because I don't have my shit in front of me.
I mean, we got Denver being a tough team to beat.
Oh, we gotta do the top 25.
Aaron Gordon.
Top 25 under 25. Hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up.
We gotta do top 25 power forwards.
Why the fuck is LaMelo number 3? Somebody.
All right.
So ESPN made this top 25 under 25 based on their potential, not who they are right now, from what I understand.
Still. How is he number 3?
I think LaMelo.
Based on potential.
I think LaMelo is potentially a generational player.
I agree. He's generational. He could very well be generational talent.
He could be the best player on that list. Could be.
Sheesh.
Could be.
Under 25.
Over Luka and Zion?
Maybe.
Could be.
See what happens.
He could also be 15th.
What the...
3-15 is a big fucking
jump. I know.
You can't say that.
I haven't seen enough of him. He played,
but the flashes
he played
that we've seen is...
He
is,
has a ton of potential, so I understand why he's ranked high, but I think there's players on there that are going to pan out better.
He's ranked high for clickbait, and that's what they got.
Yeah,
yes,
pretty much.
Exactly.
That is exactly what they really want.
Yeah. They want to talk about it.
Exactly, because he should not be number 3. And I love LaMelo. I like the way he plays. You gotta be a little more under control, a little more consistent. But
does somebody have the list in front of them? Is what was it? Luka,
Zion,
Tatum,
Luka Zion,
Ball, then Tatum. That's crazy.
Yeah, I wiped my ass with it.
Booker was number
9.
Booker was 7.
Why?
Who the hell is?
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
It was all right. The list was Luka number 1.
Tell
Zion,
me why.
Zion 2, LaMelo 3, Mitchell 4, Tatum 5, Fox 6, Ben 7, Booker 8,
seven. That's
Bam 9, Shea 10.
You said that's John not Moran high enough?
John Moran is not top 10 right now. That is stupid.
That doesn't make any sense either.
Stupid.
Is he before Ben Simmons?
Who?
John Moran.
No way.
So who is that? What's this? So for Ben Simmons, who the fuck is he better than?
Rank it in order for you.
Luka, Booker, Simmons.
3?
Zion.
This guy's crazy, son.
Tatum, Mitchell, Fox. Bam.
Who the hell is
LaMelo, SGA.
You got Ben 3?
Mm-hmm.
How
do you have him over Tatum?
How? No, no. This nigga need to explain how.
No. You gotta explain that,
how?
Bro.
How?
I need to know this.
He's the best defensive player in the league.
That's it.
I get one sentence out and you say that's it?
I'm asking.
What else?
What else? The man does literally everything at a double plus level except for shoot the ball. And if he can develop a jump shot, he's going to be the best player in the NBA.
He barely makes fucking foul shots, bro.
If he can develop a shot, he's going to be the best player in the NBA. And there's nothing you can argue that on.
There is.
Best player?
If he can shoot.
Okay. Listen,
he's a seven-footer.
Other than Ben Simmons being a
he's
three.
A seven-footer that can get past everybody.
Let me see. I gotta see it because I'm too fried to name shit off my head. You know how I get with that. So honestly, I keep Luka.
Yeah. Who'd you have number 2?
Booker.
Yeah, Booker.
You got Booker 2 as well.
I think you're going to see Booker get even better after a year or two with Chris
Paul.
Zion.
I mean, honestly, I like Zion number 2. I like the list other than Melo being where Melo is at.
So who would you switch Melo with?
I would switch Melo with Donovan. Well, I would switch Melo to like 6 or 7
and
move everybody else up 1. And the list looks about right to me. SGA 10. I mean,
I'm taking SGA.
We're gonna put Morant instead of SGA, right?
Yes, and I'm putting Morant number 6.
And somewhere on that top 25, RJ Barrett is on that motherfucker. That's for fucking sure.
Yeah, he's not in the top 10 though.
He's not in the top 10, no. But they left him off the top 25. Period.
Over 6 at the moment.
That's okay. How'd he finish his 4th the last time he went 0-6?
I got
okay.
Just move everybody
he's
up.
Clutch.
But I don't have.
I don't understand how you could put Melo over Ja. That's crazy to me.
I'm taking LaMelo out, to be honest.
I might put him over Shea, though. I don't know, but Shea's tough. Chase really tough.
LaMelo had a stretch when he got into the starting lineup where he was putting up like 28-8 every fucking night.
It was crazy.
He was playing at a different level. He's not a great defender. He's probably and the his second, shot selection he's, is
he's
fucking
definitely, he's
duty.
Definitely the second best pass on that list. I'll give him that.
Who's the better? First?
Luka.
Yeah.
Then Ben's number three.
Buddy Hield's out.
Yep.
What happened?
Yeah, I'll keep everybody in.
You have 2 minutes. Do it now. God.
Pay me out. James, focus on them. I'm switching my lineup for the premium, guys. Sorry.
MoSports Premium. Join it.
Can you talk about MoSports Premium this weekend, Nick, please?
Oh, yeah.
MoSports Premium was ridiculous this weekend. Phil was big Phil doing soccer at like a 25-4 clip. Brandon had one rough day after a 6-day win streak and then is back in the money a couple days in a row, in the money right now. Brady was 3-for-4 in golf. Simo was 6-1, I believe, on the NBA.
I sure was. I was hot fire, super hot fire.
I had the roughest week of them all, and I was at just under 60%. So MoSports Premium is putting money in people's pockets.
A lot.
At a pace that's unfucking heard of. $25 a month. You should be signed up right now if you're not.
Scare money don't make no money. I'm going to say. I'm going to get right with the fan.
I can't switch it fast enough.
Yeah.
I just had to switch him out for Aaron Gordon.
You get what you get.
There's nothing I could do.
Speaking of Aaron Gordon, his addition in Denver is making Denver scary.
I've been saying I like the Nuggets in the West. I've been saying it. I like the Nuggets in the West.
They come out the West?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I do. I like them. I like them a lot. Especially if they can get out the first round with like the Clippers or some shit. If they could beat and they get on a roll, I'm telling you.
I think we're going to see a Denver Phoenix Western Conference final.
That'd be entertaining.
Very possible.
That'd be entertaining.
That would be an entertaining series. Because I think Denver can beat Utah again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a 4-1. And I think Phoenix has the right chemistry and the coach has done the right things to beat the Clippers in the second round.
Where does the Lakers fall in? Like, what seed do they get?
They're going to end up like the 7 seed, 6 or 7. And they're going to have a hard time.
They're going to have to play the Jazz first round.
They're going to beat the Jazz first round.
I don't know about that.
I think they will be.
Hell yeah.
I don't know about that.
They're going to beat them in.
I don't know about that.
They might beat them in 5 or 6.
I really don't know about that, bro. I do not know about that. The Jazz are fucking good.
Right now, you got LA, Denver in the first round.
Mm. They're done up if they play. They're done up if they play.
Lakers in 7.
Lakers in 7. Lakers Denver series.
No, 6. Actually, 6. Lakers in 6.
But that's saying that we still have minimum 2 weeks before AD gets looked at, right?
No, they said 7 to 10 days. I thought.
Bro, them niggas. Listen, AD and Bron are fucking fine, bro.
So
now, high ankles. Right,
they're definitely
2 weeks. They got two. You figure 2 weeks, and they're only 2 games ahead of Portland and 3 ahead of Dallas.
Where they are right now? What seed?
The 5. If they end up the 7 seed, they get Phoenix. If they end up the 6, which is even a little scarier for them as a matchup, I think, they get the Clippers. Clippers in the first round would give the Lakers tons of problems.
I would love that first round.
That would be the most fire
first round matchup, because that was a matchup I wanted to see last year, and I didn't get it. I was very pissed about
it. Folded.
They folded. Lou Williams is wilding. There's a whole lot of fuck shit going on with the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can see that matchup first round.
I think you can see Portland get ahead of LA and Dallas still stay a little behind. And then you're looking Clippers, Lakers, 3-6. Woo.
Nah,
Clippers in 6.
No.
Clippers, Lakers. I like the Clippers. I like them.
Yo, y'all sleeping on the Lakers right now.
Y'all niggas
yo.
Crazy.
Cause they rusty. They're gonna be rusty, bro.
They're not, bro.
They're not gonna be rusty. They're just gonna be good to go. Just like the Nets are going to be good to go without playing everybody together. Everybody just comes out and they're going to win.
Yo, if you could, this is a different type of talent.
This is the same conversation we had last year about the Clippers. And it was, you don't know what you're talking about. You know what you're talking about. And but then the Clippers came out and turned into fucking sand in front of our eyes.
Paul George is probably the most inconsistent superstar in the playoff NBA history.
I don't even think he's a superstar. I think we've overrated him for so long that we give him the wrong title. Superstar? He's a star. Superstar? He's not an elite player.
Dude, this is an MVP candidate 2 years ago.
Guys have one, you know, almost MVP season and then fall back to being rest of the pack kind of guys.
So he's average.
What is he average? 27?
I mean, I think he's probably
average.
So is Levine a superstar to you?
I think Paul George is a superstar.
Zach Levine's
to me.
A star. I don't think he's a superstar.
So is Mitchell a superstar to you?
He's right on that border.
I think Mitchell's a superstar.
So who are your superstars in the NBA?
I mean, you got Giannis,
Kawhi.
Besides the obvious,
LeBron, AD, Embiid, Jokic,
Luka.
Just name two superstars on the same team, though.
You could be two superstars.
I'm just I know that, but when they verse the Clippers, there's two superstars on their team.
Okay, one's made of Kirkland body parts.
That team is really, really good. Like when they play, that's a really good team.
Who?
The Lakers.
I know that
they have a really good roster.
Yeah, agreed.
They might have the best. They might have the top three roster in the West.
Yeah.
There's no way they're losing.
So how they losing to the Clippers then?
Yeah.
I mean, the Clippers had the best roster in the NBA last year and they lost.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
All right, I get what you're saying.
That's a good point.
But they were fucking loaded last year.
Yeah, they
and
were.
And they got worse this year.
But the Clippers.
Yeah. I know. Crazy, huh?
Actually, they got better.
No,
they do.
Because their attitude's a lot fucking
better. No, they lost.
They played basketball a lot better this year. They had more talent last year, but they were lazy and they were bitches.
And they didn't want to play.
They didn't want to go to the bubble.
Lou Williams were whining because Kawhi was getting special treatment. Now the guys on the team are just like, fuck it, let him do whatever he wants as long as we win.
Yeah.
The attitude's
and they're
different.
But they're playing hard on the court, too. It's not like they're playing with urgency. Paul George is playing with... Is playing on a different type of time this year.
He does this every year.
Every year he does this.
He does this every year.
He does it every year.
He kind of does do it every year.
He does do it every year, but I think he's better in this season than he has in the past couple. I think he was better this season in the regular season than he was last season. I really do.
What is he doing better?
Everything. The fuck?
No, he's doing the same shit.
He's actually very inconsistent this year.
I don't think so. What's his numbers this year, Nick?
I'm going to it right now.
I would like to see that.
George has been playing really well.
I would like to see that.
23 points. I would like to see 6 rebounds, 5 assists.
I would like to see it.
Shooting 48%, 44 from 3, and 90 from the free throw line. Paul George is having a hell of a year. But he is great in the regular season.
Yeah, you're right.
Perennial regular season star.
I think he's tired of the fuck shit in the playoffs. I think he has a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, we did say I did hear this last year.
Honestly, we didn't bring up that Paul George is really bad in the playoffs until Pandemic P time. Pandemic P got created in the pandemic. Am I right?
I tried to tell you.
It was playoff P the first time.
You did.
It was playoff P the first time.
It turned from play. Okay,
he all was right, play. He was playoff P in Indiana before he hurt himself.
Yes.
Post injury.
Yeah, that's playoff.
He was booty juice P.
Besides that one Miami series.
Yeah, that's it.
Besides that one Miami series.
Correct. But then there's like 16 other series where he shot 35%. He's a bad playoff.
All right. He's had a bad stretch of playoffs. Over the past 3-4 years.
Very DeMar DeRozan-ish.
Come on, don't disrespect my boy, bro.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan.
I mean, is he wrong? Chill, though? He's historically bad in the playoffs. I mean, a lot of people were saying that about Lowry, too.
I'm a big DeRozan fan. I think that Toronto still probably goes to the finals the year they won it if they don't make the trade, just because LeBron was out of the way.
Yes.
No. Okay, maybe, yeah. Honestly.
No. They lost to LeBron 3 years in a row in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's gotta suck.
they were number one seed.
DeRozan's like, find me, I got out of LeBron's conference. And then he's over there. He's going like, over here, man.
And then I know DeRozan was sick, boy. I know that motherfucker was sick when the Raptors won that championship without him, boy. My stomach would have been turning, boy. I can't hold you.
That's why Kyle Lowry is the best Raptor ever, though. You laughing? I'm dead ass.
I know, and I agree.
He is.
Like, it sucks.
I'm a big Kyle Lowry fan.
Don't get me wrong.
I would have loved for him to end up in Philly.
I don't like the game. I don't know why.
Corey wants to say something to that.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't want nothing to say. I got nothing to say.
What was the other list? The top 25 power forwards?
Yo, can we please stop disrespecting Draymond just because he doesn't score a lot? Please, can the Draymond disrespect
something? I don't.
He disrespects.
You have to score a whole bunch of points to be great.
He be getting fried for no reason, bro.
My understanding is if you don't score a whole bunch of points, you can't be great.
Here we go.
That's what people tell me.
No, it's not that, Nick. It's he
bro,
runs
you're just doing Knicks and Sixers shit again?
Every time.
Bro, I'm just saying, as a point guard in the league, he's a point guard.
Draymond's a point forward, and he does enough to help the team win.
Bro, shut up. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Stop. Stop picking and choosing narratives, bro.
Oh, here it is. Well,
you just don't apply the same energy to other players.
You need a point guard what? Oh, I need to hear this.
In a league now, you need a point guard that can shoot.
Lakers just won with Rondo. Am I wrong?
Who took up that ball most of the time, though? Truthfully.
Yo, y'all think this is crazy, bro.
Who took up that ball most of the time?
Okay, go back to the Golden State 4 finals in a row run. Who brought the ball up most of the time? Draymond Green.
So we're going to compare one player.
I'm just saying.
One player.
No, you're not getting that off.
You're not getting that off.
If anything, Draymond on that offense set the pick at the very top of the key that got the whole offense started, and he was the fucking rock that got the whole offense moving. But to say he brought the fucking ball up every fucking play for that Warriors team is fucking crazy to say.
Nah, he was really, but he was the primary ball handler. And the initiator of the offense.
Yeah, he.
But here's the
he's
thing.
He's the middle
Nick.
Piece of the Listen, whole offense. He's the one setting the screens. No.
I'm about to shut it down. I'm about to shut it down right now. Here's the thing. The Sixers don't have fucking shooters like the fucking Warriors.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Seth Curry.
Yeah, I'm cool off this. Yo, next. Yo, can we talk about the top 20,
Wait, what?
25 power forwards?
What the fuck is Seth Curry? Yo, cut his mic. He on time, cut his mic.
You're done, Nick.
Seth Curry. Who else?
This is a Cork sick Mons. Negro.
Who?
Corkman.
Spell
Korkman?
It. Spell it.
K-O-R-K-M-A-N-Z.
He'll spell that.
What the fuck is that?
Korkman. He's a white boy from Europe that could shoot.
3-3 tonight.
So listen. So they got shooters like the Warriors did. That's what you say.
No, nobody has shooters like the Warriors did.
So you can't compare to
Papa them. Curry does say that Seth's the better shooter, though.
Who gives a fuck what Dell Curry has to say?
What do you say, Nicholas?
Oh, Steph's the better player.
Shooter.
Don't.
You know, this
don't,
thing is
Nick,
weird,
don't.
Bro.
This is
you
where
love your team that much.
You will get put on timeout right then and there. Don't.
Who's the better shooter?
Don't.
Curry. Steph Curry has proven to be the better shooter because he's had more volume. It's hard to argue.
No.
You're not getting it off, bro. It's
no.
over. You're not
bro.
Getting it off.
No.
Steph's not as good a shooter as Klay Thompson.
Also, no.
Yo, you're not getting this
Steph
off.
Steph Curry is the best shooter of all
ever.
Time.
No.
Not getting
Thompson
it.
Is.
You're not
no,
getting it
not.
Off.
No.
You're not getting
no,
it off.
Nick, stop.
No,
bro.
Klay Thompson's no. Klay Thompson's a better shooter.
No.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He might have better form, maybe. But he can't shoot better than Steph Curry.
Not getting this off, bro. Sorry.
No. No! No, I say no!
Nick, stop.
It's not it, bro.
Nick, stop.
All right.
You can't compare right. the two. I'm sorry.
All right. MLB, real quick. MLB. I'm tired. I'm sick and fucking tired of people talking about my Mets.
Hall of Famer Jacob DeGrom. First ballot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired.
Right, I'm shutting up this show.
This ain't me. I'm gonna
play the sound bite.
Remember the sound bite you sent me?
Yo, I'm gonna.
Oh man,
I'm gonna Google some stats.
Get out of here! You need to leave.
But no, in all seriousness,
go Yankees. Corey called me like early in the day the other day screaming because I told him that DeGrom was not a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he was like highly emotional. And I'm like, bro, let's walk through it. Nobody in baseball has ever won two Cy Youngs and is in the Hall of Fame. I said, well, here's the list. Brett Saberhagen, Corey Kluber, Tim Lincecum, Yohan Santana. But DeGrom is being wasted by the Mets.
So if he was on the Phillies, he'd have a better, he'd be better off?
No, because our bullpen is ass.
So who has a good bullpen in the MLB? Riddle me that one. Tell me one. Tell me one good one.
San Diego's got a good bullpen.
I guess. But in all reality, bullpens are non-existent in the MLB anymore. There is none.
The Mets haven't hit for him his entire career.
I know. It's bad. And it sucks. But, A, we take care of him. He loves it where he's at. He's got two Cy Youngs. He went to the World Series. It's not like he didn't compete.
He's got nearly 100 no decisions.
But like I said before, Nick, in our conversation, baseball win-loss record... baseball win-loss record for pitchers is the most stupid, most untelling stat there is in sports. Not just baseball, but in sports. Why? How are you going to give somebody a statistic for something that happened after he leaves the game? Does that make sense to y'all basketball motherfuckers? You have a stat go against you when you're on the bench?
It doesn't go against you. Once you're out of the game, if the next pitcher takes the loss, they take the L.
Yeah, we're talking about no decisions, though.
Right.
Right.
Pitch more. Go deeper into games.
No, he doesn't want to.
What does DeGrom do? What is he pitcher?
Starting pitcher.
You ain't know that?
Best pitcher in baseball. He doesn't do
that. Yo, you ain't know that?
I watch baseball.
Me neither, but I knew that.
He's the best pitcher in the MLB, and he plays for the Mets. But every time he plays, the Mets lose because they can't hit when
they lose 2-1 or 1-0.
Or the Mets
or 3-2
team right now?
No. Yes. Yes. We're not about to judge off of five games in which the Mets are 500. We're not about to do that. Because if that's the case, the Braves aren't a playoff team then.
I know. The Phillies are in first place.
Woo! Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly, off of 1 week. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
First place, baby.
We're not about to do that. The Mets are a playoff team.
First place.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Let's give Nick a clap. Let's give him a nice applaud for being in first place in not only basketball, but he's in first place in football.
Philly's better than New York in everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
He's in first place in everything with no rings to show for it. Congrats.
You've
congrats,
got rings?
My friend. I'm blinging over here, bud. Okay. I'm blinging.
1986 for the Mets.
Blinging.
1986.
But you said New York
about
team,
the Giants.
So we fucked up.
We ain't talking about football.
I just said anything.
No. We're gonna talk about your teams. Hey, you're first place.
Right, pick for pick. It's going to sports. Mets, Yankees. I mean, Mets and Phillies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Phillies are better right now.
Yep.
Yeah. In record, it's been 1 week. They're up maybe two games. Awesome. No, the Mets are better.
Be honest.
The Mets are clearly better than the Phillies.
We beat them in the series. We played them.
All right. So then, gotta get them right now. Them.
For 1 week? No. Yeah. I'm not giving you. No, I'm not giving you.
We're 6-3. They're 2-3.
I have played someone that has much more games than them.
They sat out for COVID or some nonsense.
They had COVID. The Nationals had COVID the first weekend, so the Mets didn't play the first three games of the year. It's a fucking wash.
All right. Football.
He's narrative driven, like my man said.
Football.
Giants got the Falcons.
Yeah, Giants got the Falcons.
But the Sixers have been better than the Knicks for about 5 years.
Which are soccer teams?
Whatever. Whoever Big Phil says.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Phil and the motherfucker Premium Dog.
Ovation is coming down to baseball.
No, hockey. I'm a huge Flyers fan. They're ahead of the Rangers in the standings. There you go.
Who watches hockey?
If you want to get hockey off, I've never watched a full hockey game in my entire life. No, we're not doing that. I don't watch hockey. You don't watch we're going to have to do college.
What's your college basketball team?
North Carolina.
Who you like? Michigan.
Oh, they had us this year, bro.
This year, yes, he's got it.
Who was stinky? College football team.
Michigan. See, I'm one of those people that root for the same team.
Virginia Tech?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of Vic?
I lived in Virginia. At the same time, Mike Vick was in Virginia Tech.
How lit was that?
Fire. Man. Iverson and Vick time. Yeah, when I was in middle school.
That's when Iverson was in Georgetown?
Prime time. That's tough. Prime time
yeah,
shit,
I like Michigan
bro.
And Miami for football, though. I like them both.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm a Rutgers in both also, but you know how that... Hey, honestly...
Rutgers coming up.
Rutgers is coming up. They're on the come up, bro. Hey. That's all I gotta say about Rutgers.
Yankees stink.
The Yankees fucking stink, by the way, for the first week. I'm not gonna say anything about the Yankees yet. I'm not gonna go there with y'all yet. I already went there with y'all after game one. Y'all was running your fucking mouth after game one. When you know, y'all lost four games in a row after that. But like, you know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm not gonna say nothing. You feel me? I'm gonna chill. I'm gonna wait a couple more weeks to really get a nice baseball evaluation on what's really going on. Then we can really determine who's doing better.
So far, who's looking at the best team in baseball right now?
The Dodgers.
Padres look good.
The Dodgers are 9-2.
Look like they're about to repeat. That's how good they're playing.
The Dodgers are really good.
Yeah.
And Clayton Kershaw looked dominant in his first two starts.
How's Mookie playing?
Like Mookie. Yep.
They're dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Padres are in trouble. They got Tatis got hurt.
I think Mont trying to call.
Mont will try to call in.
Yeah.
All right, hold on one second. We got to turn off the music, though. I'm going to let you know when to call in, Drugs. Text him. You got his number?
Nah, he hit me on this year.
Oh, you got him on the gram?
Yeah.
Yeah, message him. Tell him to call. Tell him to call my line. He knows my line. Hold on. I'll tell you when to call. You about to get this calling going. Fuck it.
Knicks up by 12. Who they playing? Lakers. 6ers up 11.
Tell them to call in.
I told him.
Call in, Drugs.
Not yet.
Give him my number in case you don't know it. We on the line, baby. We live.
I really want Zach LaVine to get out of Chicago.
There's a lot of talent in Chicago now. Honestly, I mean, he's got Vukovic now.
He should stay. They just need one more piece.
I don't think he should stay.
He's going to stay now, though.
Yep.
I wanted him to leave, but he's going to stay. That's for sure.
Kobe White doesn't start?
Uh-uh.
Since when?
Kobe White never started.
Yeah, I don't think he
started
did.
Maybe a stretch.
No, he did for
of
a while,
year.
But he got hurt and they started Satoransky.
Yeah,
he's been playing really well running the offense.
Satoransky is a good point guard.
I fuck with Kobe White though.
Yeah, I obviously fuck with Kobe White. He's one of my favorite players.
I'm looking at the roster right now. Does Valentine get burned?
No.
No.
No, not really.
At all.
No. I thought he was gonna be decent when he came to the league.
I did too.
Thaddeus Young has played well enough to,
I think,
kind of take all of Washington's minutes.
I think if Patrick Williams sets it up, it'll look like take that next step.
There were a lot of Kawhi comparisons to Patrick Williams coming out of Florida State.
I think he could be good.
I think he'd be good. I don't know.
I'm not saying Kawhi.
I'm not saying no Kawhi, but
they were talking more about his style of play and his defense first, and you know, rebounding.
He caught somebody dunk the other day. A couple weeks ago. That shit was crazy.
I don't know. He went out and had 0 points and 1 rebound 2 nights ago, so.
Ben Simmons did that in the playoffs once. Well, it was 1 point, actually.
Yo. I really hope y'all play each other in the first round of playoffs. Oh, my God.
Why? Ben Simmons has more career threes against the New York Knicks than the Knicks have wins against him.
I've seen one in person.
How many threes you got?
Two.
How many wins y'all niggas got?
Zero.
No, we never
beat never him. Once beat Ben Simmons.
Not with Ben
Zero
Simmons.
Times. That's got to stink,
y'all can't
right?
Talk, bro.
All you do is talk, bro.
I ain't know that.
I don't chat when it comes to Sixers versus Knicks. We're obviously not on the team.
No, it's not me.
Uh-huh.
Bro, Nick, you were just
we're not
on
there yet, but
you were just on the Knicks.
Next year, maybe.
You were just on the Knicks last night. Like, we live rent free in your head, like, literally.
I wasn't on the Knicks. I was talking about your dusty ass stadium. That's causing a rain delay.
I mean, Madison Square Garden hasn't gotten any type of maintenance or like anything done to it for like a year and some change. Like, roof leaks happen. You do know that, right?
Okay. I mean, I guess the second class organization.
It's a big stadium, you know? Things happen. It's New York City.
Quigley's been quiet lately, huh?
Huh?
Quigley's been quiet lately.
He has. He has been quiet, but he's a rookie.
Randall's going off.
And they're taking a lot Barrett's of they're pulling off. A lot of Quigley's minutes and giving it to Burks.
They're giving him the Burks, they're giving him the Rose.
How many points Barrett?
No one know.
He's doing bad right now.
Yeah, what's he got? Probably. He had two?
2 for 10, 0 for 3 at the 3-point line, got 5 points.
But hey, happens.
But they're smacking him now.
It happens, you know. Barrett's good for one bad game every 8 games.
Yeah.
That's fine.
He's still a little inconsistent.
Because you know what he did last night in the game before that? You know what I'm saying? Did y'all see that clutch three to end the fucking game?
Yeah, he's been real clutch ever since Anthony Edwards.
Clutch buckets. He's shooting 50% clutch buckets right now.
He's been shooting like 55% for like the past 2 weeks.
And ever since Anthony Edwards said
something happened, everybody started talking about how good he looks last night, and now he comes out.
Usually, that's
10.
How it is. Every time I gas him up, he'll fucking shit on me the next night, and then I look stupid.
I even had nice things to say about him. I said, he was shot 7 for 12. Been improving
the night before, and dropped like 15 in the fourth quarter the night before that.
He's mashed up with Schroeder though, so maybe Schroeder told him his breath stinks, and he's gotten on tilt.
I don't even think Schroeder said that. I think that's just something people just put out there.
Wow. The Lakers. Whew. You see what the Knicks do to them Lakers when they motherfucking AD. All right, motherfucker. Don't tell me this nigga Mont Will fucking finessed us and told us he was gonna call in.
Stops the show.
Stops the music, stops the vibes.
Yeah, put the music back on, bro.
It's over. I ain't putting that music back on, nigga. I gotta re-fucking pair my computer, unpair the fucking phone. I ain't doing all that shit.
It's funny as hell.
Show over. Shit, we over here cooling. We hanging out, talking. You feel me? We just in the live. You feel me?
Embiid's got 36. Halfway through the third.
Embiid has 36 halfway through the third.
Yeah, nobody on Dallas can cover him.
What's the score?
He's really
60. He's fucking 66.
He's the best.
He's killing my under right
now. He's the best in the NBA. He's better than Jokic.
I mean, it all depends on like I said.
Overall, he's better than Jokic.
Yeah, he's a great defender too.
He's better than Jokic, bro.
I can't argue it. I'm not going to argue it, but like it's debatable.
I don't have to argue as hard for Embiid because he does everything
so
exceptionally well.
Murray or Simmons?
Jamal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the thing about Jamal Murray. He goes off when
Jamal Murray and Ben Simmons are two different players.
Yeah. Like,
even though I don't consider Ben Simmons a point guard though. Like everybody calls him a point guard. He's like point forward.
Yeah.
All right.
He's 7 foot
People
tall.
Need to stop calling Ben Simmons a point guard because Ben Simmons is not a fucking point guard. He is a P fucking F.
He really
Facts.
Is.
He yeah. is a four.
Okay.
He is a point forward.
So point forward is a point guard.
He's 6'10", my nigga. You feel me? Like
point so because you're six. So because you're
I can't compare Jamal Murray and Ben Simmons.
He was 6'10 when he came in the league. He's 7 foot now.
So Magic's not a point guard.
So he's not. Magic is a point guard because he ran point guard.
Yo, what?
How much did Magic Johnson weigh compared to how, you know what I mean? Like, y'all gotta chill. It's
weight has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. What?
Bro, Ben. No, I don't care.
Because you weigh, like, it's a certain height limit, a certain, like,
You're not gonna try and take me off of my opinion. Magic Johnson is a point guard. Ben Simmons is a PF, bro.
Bro,
in my opinion,
Magic Johnson.
He's a guard.
A point guard. But Ben Simmons is in a point.
All right, y'all two niggas are going to stop jumping. Niggas on the left and niggas on the right. Y'all going to have to argue with each other. Nah. Fuck that. We ain't doing this. Eddie and John jump on niggas show. Fuck out of here. Ben Simmons.
Bro,
this
is a four. He's a point guard.
He's
bro.
A four.
Point
guard, bro. He's a point forward.
No, bro. No.
So point forward is not a point guard?
No.
Well, yeah. What,
so what's LeBron?
What's the difference between a point guard and a point forward? What's the
LeBron
difference?
Is a point forward.
What is the difference between the two?
When you're built like a fucking four.
Here's what I'll tell you. I think you can categorize it by who they cover defensively. Ben Simmons very, very rarely, if ever, covers the opposing point guard. He'll cover the best scorer 2 through 4.
Good point.
So who's on a point guard?
I mean, he facilitates the offense because we don't have a point guard.
Yo, because you say facilitate.
But if you're looking at the defensive end, bro. Seth Curry matches up against the opposing point guard.
Okay, bro.
When they match defensively. Now, I know what it says.
I don't like to go by point guard, shooting guard. I like to go by 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's how I look at it. Oh, wow. And Ben's a 4 in my
You don't have to sell me on what he's listed as.
Wait, what did it say?
I'm simply helping.
I don't care. Tell me. I know it says point guard.
He's a point guard, bro.
To them, but not to me.
To the NBA, he's considered a point guard, but not to
the Sixers, he's a point guard too. But not to me.
There's times where they started Shake Milton last year, and Ben actually played the legit 4. But how this year,
Magic like Johnson
LeBron is a 3 and a 4 to me.
Magic Johnson played center before, but he's a point guard. That means nothing.
Magic Johnson is a point guard.
But Ben Simmons
plays center. Why? Ben Simmons 6'9"? Is a PF and plays 1 here and there. Yeah.
On offense, he plays 1 on every single possession right now.
Yeah. But if he had a legitimate point guard that was really good. With him. Is Ben Simmons the one then? Say yes. If Kyrie was on the Sixers.
Kyrie's a 2.
Kyrie's a 2 now.
I mean, yes. He is a 2.
He's a 2.
James all right, Harden but that's a one. Bad, that's a bad, that's a bad.
Say Chris
example.
Paul gets
say
traded
Chris
to,
Paul.
To
all right,
Philly.
Yeah. Say Chris Paul went
no,
to Philly.
Then now Ben Simmons becomes
Ben Simmons
a power
the
forward. No, he goes and plays power forward because he do what's best for the team.
He would be useless.
And he's versatile useless. Enough to move.
He would be useless.
Useless.
You know that, right?
I don't agree.
I think he would be
better at the 4 than he would have at the 1.
No.
How?
Because he can fucking cut to the basket as he pleases. He can fucking do shit off the ball.
He's dominant. He's a dominant post-up game. When he gets a guy that's 6'8", 6'9", covering him in the post, forget about it. You're laughing, but he's unstoppable.
He'd stay out in the corner, didn't it? And then
stay out in the corner and do what?
Cut.
No, he can't stay out in the corner. He can't stay out in the corner. He got to go to that elbow. Listen, he has limitations. He get the ball at the elbow. That's where we want it.
Yo.
Ben
yo
drugs, you just some bullshit, bro.
Yo, fuck drugs. Fuck yeah, drugs. Hold on.
Bullshit,
fuck that nigga
bro.
Drugs. Fuck you, drugs.
Bullshit,
fuck
bro.
You, drugs. Say no
this
to drugs,
man,
kids.
This man,
say no to drugs.
This man, I mean, said Porzingis is out, so I'm pretty sure he's insinuating that.
That's his excuse as to why.
Yeah, Beeb has, I guess. Right. The Beeb has 36, I guess. I don't know.
Right. Yo, Chris, I don't know what Simo talking about either, bro. I'm trying to figure out my name.
No, it's just a bunch of niggas trying to jump on me right now. You know what I mean? I got to defend myself left and right. You feel me?
Yeah, you know what Simo wrong when he do this.
Well. He's still affording me, I don't care.
No.
There's no way he is.
What's your starting lineup?
He's the starting point guard.
Okay. Obviously, we know this already. But in my head, he's a 4. He's 6'10". He's built like a 4. He's a slasher. If he had a real point guard.
Then what's LaMelo?
Yo, honestly, low key, he's like, he is a point guard. He's a point guard. But like, yo, he's so skinny and so frail that
bro,
yeah,
he has to be a point guard, bro. That's
yeah,
what
bro.
By body types.
Yeah, bro. It's how you built, bro. You feel me? Niggas is built like ones. Niggas is built like twos. You feel me?
So what's Giannis?
Four.
All
right. Is that wrong?
Nah.
No, it's not.
But when JK was a coach, he was a point guard.
Yeah, bad choice.
He was petite back then.
Like, I like Harden as a two.
Harden's a point guard.
No, point guard.
Yeah, I think they should flip. Like, I mean, in my head, I think they should flip.
Just because he's a little chunky doesn't mean that he can't play the point
guard. He's built like a two.
It's a weight limit. You got to be, you gotta be under 200 pounds to be
he's
a guard.
Big bones, damn it.
Yo, this nigga Chris, yo, you better chill, bro. He said, Corey, look at that player's ass and judge him. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Brothers.
Whoa.
Whoa,
brother.
That's... Whoa. That happened in the NFL or no?
Yeah, what do you mean by that? Oh, shit, bro. Nah, all right.
What's up?
This man really said, you're really crazy.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I do what I want. I'm going to think how I want. And no, ain't nobody going to really sway me off of my opinion.
Even if you're wrong?
But you still
even
be
if
wrong.
I'm wrong.
Your
I don't give a fuck.
You can still be wrong, though.
That's okay. But it's my opinion. I think Ben Simmons is a four.
But as your homie, I want to let you know, don't tell nobody else that.
Yeah. We're in a bar.
I'll tell anybody Ben Simmons is a four.
No, you won't.
I'll tell anybody Ben Simmons.
Yeah, he
is
would,
a four.
But just don't. I know you would.
I will. I'm telling you, I will do it. I will do it. I will fucking do it. Knicks up 14.
Wait, so what's Kevin Durant?
A three or a four. It doesn't matter.
The NBA has moved to positionless.
It's pretty
really.
Positionless. Yeah. So it's like, there's no wrong answer. That's what I'm trying
right,
to say.
Tim Duncan?
Huh?
What's Tim Duncan?
A four or a five. It don't matter.
There was positions back then.
He was a PF. Duncan was a PF.
There really was.
But he played center for a while.
Everybody had what they did.
They're starting to refer to positions as like wings and guards.
Front court, back court.
Yeah, that too. Back court.
Pretty much. And like, yeah.
So you think Ben Simmons is front court?
I think he's a PF.
You think he's front court?
Yeah.
Interesting. It's weird that he brings the ball up in the back court.
I thought I was tripping, bro. Listen.
Nick, you said what you said. Who does he guard?
Whoever's the best player.
The best, he guards the best player, the best perimeter player. He doesn't guard the best post player. He guards the best perimeter player.
We played the Celtics last week. He matched up against Tatum.
Best perimeter
front court.
Player.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it is.
But
we're playing the Mavs tonight.
Garden, Luka.
Luka.
Backcourt, right?
See, like, that's another, like... Because
Luka,
I mean?
Luka gets small forward every once in a while, too.
He gets it. He does get that, bro. Yeah. He gets PF and three. He gets three and four sometimes.
Luka's a point guard.
But Luka's a point guard.
He's a point
guard.
Yes,
but here's the
on
thing.
Offense, yes.
Right now, they're
guard,
starting...
Yes.
If you look at, by the thing where you went with ESPN, Brunson and Luka are both listed as point guards in the starting lineup. That's how fucked up we are with positions. The Mavericks started two power forwards, a shooting guard, and two point guards, according to ESPN, because there's no positions anymore.
Man, it went small. What the fuck?
Smart choice. That played well for Embiid.
Is Rick Carlisle still their coach?
Embiid's a pure five, no matter how you look at it. There's just
he's
some
a
players
point
that you just
center.
Nah, that's Jokic. That's Jokic.
Jokic is a
that he's a point center. Facts.
He doesn't bring the ball.
Facts. But he don't bring the ball up, sure. But there's no such thing as like a real point center that brings the ball up, though.
He does sometimes.
Nah, it's rare, though.
Very rare.
Very rare. I'm just saying.
But he initiates the offense. He's the
center.
One with the ball in
he
his hand at the all time.
There's no PC label in basketball.
No, there's no point forward label in like basketball like that either. I meant like point forward as in like
initiate
somebody that initiates the offense but is also considered a wing player. Like that's what I mean by a point forward. It could be a three or four, like you know what I'm saying? He's positionless, Ben Simmons. Am I wrong?
No.
He could play anywhere on the fucking floor. So it doesn't matter what you could say, except for the five.
He can play the five. You can't put him out there as the two, though, because the two you expect to shoot, and he can't fucking shoot.
All right, sure. On offense, you can't play him at the two.
Not every two needs to shoot, though.
But he could guard a two.
Not every two needs to shoot.
He guards all five positions.
Yeah, just because you guard all five doesn't mean, like,
right.
You're efficient at it.
Nah, he is.
Yeah, no, I'm saying in general.
On offense, though. But yeah, all right, we're gonna wrap this up. That was a good little convo for the end. I kind of like it without music though. It's kind of cool, but not really. We fucking with the beats after next time around. Fuck, I appreciate y'all niggas, man.
Yeah, fuck drugs, bro.
No more call-ins.
Fuck drugs. No more call-ins. He ruined it. He ruined it. He fucking ruined it.
I smoke rock.
But I appreciate y'all coming out. I'm going to see y'all on Monday. Once again, you already know, mosportsnetwork.com. Come fuck with us. Get our clothes and sign up to our fucking premium. Yes, sir.